WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's currently 77 degrees and mostly sunny at the KJAN studios, as we do look for mostly sunny skies today with a high getting up near 98 degrees. Good morning, I'm Brett Johnson with KJAN News, as news is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you equipment that works on the way you do. The Elkhorn-Kibbelin School District is looking for a new band leader. The current band director, Michelle Dickinson, resigned to pursue a similar position at another school in Iowa. The board decided to fill the position by hiring another full-time instructor. They had briefly considered sharing the band director position with Audubon during Monday's school board meeting. Interviews will begin Thursday in the district for finding that new band leader. Some roads in Atlantic will be temporarily closed during Rag Brian in an effort to keep cyclists safe. Most of the road closures will only be closed for about 8 hours during when the 12,000 cyclists begin to enter Atlantic. Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green strongly encourages motorists to avoid Highway 6 between Lewis and Atlantic on Sunday. He says the shoulders of Highway 6 will have rumble strips on them, and it will make it difficult for bicyclists to move to the shoulder for vehicle traffic. And to keep Highway 6 traffic low, the 22nd Street and Sunnyside Lane intersections will be closed to westbound traffic starting Sunday morning. Meanwhile, the 29th Street intersection with Willow Street will also be closed starting Sunday morning to westbound traffic. Areas of Sunnyside Lane from 22nd to 10th Street will be open only after Ragbri riders, or only two Ragbri riders and those leaving or living on Sunnyside Lane in that area, as other areas may have traffic restrictions as well throughout Sunday. If you want more information about what's being closed, just look at the KJAN.com website and click on our news story. The Cass County Board of Supervisors are set to hold their regularly scheduled meeting this morning. On the agenda is a tourism report that features a proclamation of Cass County Tourism Week from July 31st through August 5th. Following reports from the Cass County Attorney and Cass County Engineer about secondary roads updates, the board will discuss going into a closed session to discuss litigation matters. The board will then take action on a resolution to conduct a hearing on loan and bonds for the Northwest Sewer and Waterline Extension Project. Following that discussion, they'll take action to approve changes to risk management programs, as they include employee incident review and employee return to work programs. A discussion and possibly action will then take place on the extension of tax credits for the fiscal year 2011-2012. The meeting is scheduled to begin at 9 o'clock this morning. Well, with hot temperatures also comes an increased chance of starting fires. The Atlantic Fire Department has some advice for residents to prevent the extreme heat and starting fires with that heat.
Air conditioners, maybe you're sticking the window air conditioners in if they have one break. Keep track of your cords and make sure you're not overloading your home circuits. You know, if you're plugging into outlets that are designed for an outlet, if you do use an extra air conditioner or what have you, and common sense fire prevention type things.
That's Bob Reynolds of the Atlantic Fire Department. Reynolds says they have been practicing some different firefighting techniques in the heat this week.
We call it firefighter rehab. Practiced that a little bit the last few days. We've had some training at a burn trailer out back here. So as soon as a crew fights a fire or a training burn, goal is to get them in shade, get their gear off of them, you know, try to keep plenty of water in them. Of course, we maintain getting their vital signs.
Other local news, hot temperatures were the cause of an early wake-up call for residents of Clarinda early Tuesday morning. Emergency sirens in Clarinda accidentally sounded for about 5 minutes at 3 o'clock in the morning yesterday. Officials in Clarinda say the sirens went off due to atmospheric conditions and their effects on wireless technology. The heat caused radio frequencies to skip hundreds of miles across the atmosphere, as those skips usually occur during prolonged periods of warm temperatures. Republicans are accusing Democratic congressional candidate Kristi Vilsack of trying to hide her real liberal agenda. The National Republican Congressional Committee has produced a video ridiculing Vilsack's listening tour the past spring through the new 4th District here in Iowa.
Kristi, you may be trying to hide your liberal agenda, but Iowans will figure it out pretty quick. Kristi Vilsack, come on.
During a speech earlier Tuesday in Ames, Vilsack said Iowans are tired of and sick of a partnership and finger-pointing in Washington and favor compromise over stalemates, and Vilsack suggested the federal government should partner with private businesses and individuals on a wide variety of projects, from flood relief along the Missouri River, once that recedes, to grants that helps finance high-speed internet lines throughout rural Iowa as well.
I'm running for Congress because I believe the federal government has a role to play in helping our communities, large and small, survive and prosper. But the role must be focused and sensible.
Iowa Republican Party Chairman Matt Strawn calls Vilsack's candidacy a non-starter because of her close association with the Obama administration. KJAN News Time is now 7:11.
You can't accurately predict the weather, nor can you count on when or how long your window of opportunity will be. So when it's time to make hay, you want hay equipment that cuts hay fast in a way that allows fast drying and a baler that makes tight, weather-resistant bales that are tender enough that your livestock will eat the whole bale. You want hay equipment from New Holland.
Our customers appreciate New Holland's 7450 disc mower conditioner with its 13-foot cutting width and 10-foot conditioning rolls that get the hay down and dry in a short order. And with New Holland's BR7090 baler, you don't have to put up with saggy bales or bales that are so hard in the center that livestock won't eat at all.
With the unpredictable weather we've had, isn't it time you made the move to New Holland Hay Equipment? Right now you can choose from a number of used models as well as new equipment, and there's attractive financing on all of it. Call today, Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland Hay Equipment dealer in Atlantic. True Blue.
In our funeral announcement, 68-year-old Karen G. Smith of Atlantic died Sunday at her home at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Karen G. Smith will be held at 10:30 this morning at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. 66-year-old Elaine Lynn Willie of Slater died Monday at the Marcy Greeley Medical Center in Ames. Funeral services for Elaine Willie will be held at 11 o'clock on Wednesday morning at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. 85-year-old Howard Clark of Irwin died Monday at the Manila Manor. Services for Howard Clark will be held Thursday at 10:30 in the morning at the United Methodist Church in Irwin, as Odie Funeral Home in Manila is in charge of the arrangements. 92-year-old Otis Jensen of Atlantic and formerly of Rural Brayton died Monday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Otis Jensen will be held at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in the Brayton Lutheran Church in Brayton. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira is in charge of the arrangements. 93-year-old Eldon E. Sherman of Stewart died Monday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Eldon Sherman will be held at 10 o'clock on Friday morning at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. And that's a look at our KJAN state and local news and funeral announcements, as news was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor, for farm equipment that works as hard as you. The SkyScan forecast is next here on KJAN.